when size does matter. Amanda. Hey, good morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
Well, we're great, first of all. So you called us last week. You were expressing concern over the size of your ring that your now fiance proposed to you with, saying, which kind of took us all by surprise, that it was too big, too flashy, not you. You're a little bit more reserved, and this was very flashy and just wasn't you, and you were just kind of questioning, who does he think I am? So
right.
You talked to your fiance. Did you bring this up?
Yeah, so we had a conversation, and I told him, you know, I love him, and I'm excited to marry him, and he just pushed me again on why I hadn't posted any photos of the ring, and I just very nicely told him I was embarrassed, you know, I mean, the ring is not me, it's so big, I come from a humble background, I just don't want people to think I'm like materialistic, and
yeah.
He told me that no, he totally gets who I am, but that his mother had given him the ring when he told her that he was going to ask me to marry him, and it's his grandmother's ring, and she's passed away, and she left that ring to him, and
oh.
It just completely change the whole perspective on the ring. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so awesome.
Oh, like, okay, good.
I love it. I love the ring now. Like it's amazing how once he explained it, like, he, you know, now that I know he gets me,
yeah,
it's just such a relief. And so, like, I love it now.
Okay, good, because, I mean, I was really concerned because you were questioning the entire relationship over his choice of this ring, and so now I'm really glad that you addressed it with him and that all was explained, because, quite honestly, everyone was just like, I need to see a picture of this ring.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, like, the number one question. Everyone wanted to see what the ring looked like.
Right.
Did you feel kind of bad, or are you guys at a good place now?
I think we're at a good place. I think he totally got, you know, he knows that it's not me, but because it's his grandmother's,
right.
You know, he wanted to honor her wish to have his fiance wear that ring. And so I think it's totally good. Like, he totally gets me. And that was the only thing holding me back. It wasn't that I didn't like the ring.
Right.
Well, Amanda, I mean, typically we get updates from people and it goes completely in the opposite direction.
Yes.
So I mean, this is refreshing. This is great. And if this is what being in a married, committed relationship is all about, is having
communication,
having misunderstandings, but then communicating and resolving those. And it sounds like you guys have got a good base.
And I'm so glad that you're now looking at your ring with different eyes and you can appreciate the meaning behind it,
so
which
sweet.
Is, yeah,
oh, yeah,
which is the most important part.
Amanda, thank you so much for following up with us, and I will get you some sort of a gift from Target as your wedding gift. So,
Michael Grace toaster,
right? So, Amanda, appreciate it. Thank you so much, and congratulations to you.
Thank you.
By the way, she sent us a photo.
Yeah, we got it
of the ring.
It's big.
Well, it's the complete set too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, she knows
it's
exactly.
Beautiful.
It is.
Yeah.
I will say it's not traditionally like what I've been seeing at all the bridal shows.
It looks like a grandmother's ring.
Yeah, it does.
So there you go. You can take a look at it. Facebook and Instagram @BenandKellyShow.